Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Hey, so I'm going to try something out for you guys. So this is going to be a little bit of me doing something different. So we're going to do a one woman act, and here we go. This is a day in the life of a wife who's also a mom of four young kids, and her husband goes off to work and then he comes home. So here we go. Oh wow, so I've got laundry to do. Oh my gosh, the kids are spitting up. I gotta go clean this, go take the kids here, go to doctor's appointment. Here comes the husband. Hey, what you been doing all day? I see that your hair's messed up. And is that spit up on your shirt? Because it's really not attractive. And I'm hungry, what you been doing all day? I've been taking care of the kids, really, because they look pretty dirty. If this man doesn't understand that I have to take care of these kids, do laundry, wash up, and at the same time I'm washing up, they're using everything. So, what you been doing all day? I think that you've been, sitting at home doing nothing. Excuse me. As much as I know, working hard all day with adults is rough and tough. Would you like my job? Oh, no. I am the one that goes out to work. You're the one that stays home with the children. Yeah, so I've been doing a lot, even though it doesn't look like it. Yeah, so what you been doing all day? What? You must have been just sitting at home because, you know, I'm in the mood. And, yeah, that spit up ain't getting it and I'm turned off. You know, actually, I've got a headache. Wait, you have a headache? You haven't done anything but just stay at work with adults. Well, I'm kind of tired. So, talk to me tomorrow when, you have to clean up. Oh, yeah. By the way, what you been doing all day? What? Didn't I just tell you? Yeah, I can't listen to that. It sounds like you're nagging, and I'm pretty tired. Hey, Dad, what? What do you want? Go sit down. Oh, my gosh, you can't be sad. Because, hi. Hello. How are you? Good. Schoolwork's good. How are you doing? Everything's fine. Okay, I'm gonna go upstairs, take myself a hot shower, then go turn on the game and go to sleep, you know. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh yeah, by the way, what have you been doing all day? What? Oh, never mind. I'm too tired to ask. Let me go upstairs and take a shower. Hey everyone, so this is Danica Drake, and you know, there's so much going on that even dating is strange, and I don't even want to date because I need a whole survey. Do you have a fever? Do you have a recent cough? Have you been isolating and quarantining? How good is your social distancing? Have you been practicing social distancing? Do you know what social distancing is? You don't? We can't be together. I'm sorry. I need someone who's practicing social distancing. Thank you. Stay safe. It's just a different world. And dating is already hard. You already have your mama's boys. You already have gentlemen that are thinking that they're being protective when they're not. Then you have people that are just nonchalantly, it's whatever. So I'm saying, for me, I really haven't been in the dating game, really. And it's hard. The pickup lines these days are not pickup lines. I get a whole bunch of blinks, and I'm supposed to know your blinks means you're interested. I don't know that. You can still speak, but people just want to blink. And I said, you know what? Blinking me to death is not going to get you a date or a phone number, because I just think there's something in your eye. And you should probably wash your hands before you touch your eye so that you don't get anything in your eye. But yeah, that's just my thoughts. So here is how one guy was trying to hit on me. I went into doing admissions, and he just kept blinking. Blink, 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 blinkity, blink, 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 blink. I didn't know he was interested. I just felt there was something in his eye. So I ignored it, and I get my shades on, and drove away, and never to blinking see him again. Get it? Blinking. Anyway, poor joke. Don't worry about it. Anyhow, yeah, like I said, this whole thing is a new venture. Not that I'm going out there looking to date like a ton of folks. I'm not. I'm just saying it's interesting. People will look, like gentlemen will look, but they won't approach. And now you're wondering if they're not approaching because of the Me Too, which maybe at this point you have to worry about that. Plus, you have to worry about coronavirus. The things that are going on in this world makes you wonder. But I know who's in charge. I know who's in control. And that's all I gotta worry about. It's just still hard. And not hard like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's just, for me, and I think for everyone, it's always hard to adjust. And right now, they're doing a lot of switching around technology. And when you mess with technology and you don't know how it's going to affect people, the change is crazy. You guys remember Y2K? That was technology. And everybody was tripping so hard, because here comes Y2K 2000. Oh no, the clocks and the banks are going to go back. We're all going to die. Yep. Y2K happened because of technology. It did not happen that that's what happened. And we had to adjust. This is the same thing, but a lot different, because they are releasing new technology right now, and the new technology is very, very strong, and it's very, very hard on the body. So ouch, it's affecting everyone, but people don't understand that. When we release new things in the air, it's hard. And the 5G towers, they're huge. It's a big deal. And I remember I saw a long time ago about 5G coming out before 5G rolled out. 5G came out and they showed a tower with 5G on one side of a tree. Looks good. On the other side, it was disgusting. So that's what's going on, at least from my perspective on the technology part. Now the adverse reaction of it turning into a virus and making people sick, I'm not sure what's all in the 5G stuff. I mean, I don't know why it does that. And nobody knows except the makers of the 5G product, which I have a 5G phone, and man, you can feel the motion inside of the phone, like not the vibration of your tapping, but you can like literally feel like the phone changing when you touch it. It's kind of eerie. I don't know. Whatever's in there moving around so fast. When you click, 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 it just... And it's different from a buzzing because you can feel it. But anyway, this is my first time having a 5G phone. And man, it's quick, it's fast. But I just try not to have it to my ear because I know radiation and all that stuff. But... you just gotta be careful. That's all. Just gotta be careful. And definitely when they get these 5G phones, I hope they start selling Bluetooth with them. So that can probably help a little bit. I'm not really sure how much, but I hope it helps, because it should. So I'm gonna try something else for you guys this morning. And this is one of those days where I recorded from another day and recorded from this day. So you got a Thursday night a little bit and you got a Friday morning. Excuse me. So I am going to talk with you guys because this is one of those times where I just want to talk. Sometimes I don't have my friends to talk to because, you know what, during this COVID-19, everybody's extremely busy now. All of a sudden, everybody's on Zoom, and Zoom this, and Zoom that, and everybody's got a meeting. It's just like, oh my gosh, everybody's so busy now. Busier, because just like, I can't talk right now. I've got Bible study. Okay, can you talk after that? No, I'm helping my pastor set up a Zoom meeting. Put your phone on mute. You guys, I saw a Saturday Night Live thing about a pastor who was trying to get his congregation to listen and they weren't. And it was so funny because my friend Pastor Jay was doing the same thing. Hey, everybody, when you come in the room, please put your phone on mute. I taught him that thing a long time ago so that when you go into a web conference that you should automatically put your phone on mute. And then when they put their phone on mute, there's like, hello, anybody? Okay, get your phones on mute. Hallelujah, Pastor. Wait, why isn't your phone on mute? Oh, yes, God is good. I didn't ask you about that right now. We are reading the Psalms. Are you ready to read Psalms? Praise God. No, yes, praise him, but are we reading Psalms? Yes, we're reading Psalms. Okay, somebody read it. Hello, somebody read the passage. I'll do it, Pastor. And start reading the passage. Then it says, speak up, I can't hear you. Wait a minute, stop talking and just let that person speak and read. Go ahead, read. And they're reading. It's like, okay, now, the passage says what? Oh, you right? Okay, that's right. No. I didn't say what it said. What did the passage say? Somebody summarize the passage for us so we can dissect it and, you know, really just get into and glean from what the word has said. That's right. No, that's not right. Read your Bible. It's right there in your Bible. Read your Bible. Okay. That's right. Are you guys reading your Bible? What does the first word say? That's right, Pastor. That's what it says. I didn't say anything. I'm asking you, is that what it says? It says it, all right? No, it doesn't say that. Did you read your Bible? It's right there. Just read the words on the page. Why won't you guys just read your Bible? Just look at the words. Look down at your Bible. Don't wait on me to tell you. Just please, just look at the words. So I enjoy listening because I laugh, and I laugh because it's funny. And in this time of Zoom, the funniest thing is put your phone on mute. I remember when I got held up by the cops and I had my handcuffs on. Pastor Jay was like talking to the officer, and he was talking, and my phone was on mute, of course. But then I had to be on mute and said, "This is Officer such and such." He's like, "Put your phone on mute. Everybody's phone should be on mute." He's like, "This is Officer such and such." He's like, "Oh." That's called good training, y'all. That's called good training, because your phone should always be on mute. Tidbit of information: when you go into a Zoom meeting, first thing you do, just walk into the room and put on mute. First go in and say hello. "Hi everyone, how are you doing? Praise God, I'm glad to be here. Hi sister such and such. Hi sister such and such. Hi brother so and so. Hi brother so and so. Okay, well, there's Pastor. Pastor wants to talk. Hi Pastor. Blah blah blah. Okay, I'll be getting my scripture. What scriptures are we in? Okay." And then you go on mute after you've talked. Yes, you go on mute after you talk. So then when you have a question, unmute your phone, and one person at a time. There really should be a monitor to help, but that would help pastors around everywhere that would be able to unmute everybody and mute everyone. They just need a little extra helper. So there should be someone in the Zoom room who's doing the chatting and letting the pastor know who has a question and monitoring. So I love teaching older people about Zoom, because there should be someone in the chat as well. And when you have a question, you should raise your hand. And Zoom has a function where you raise your hand and then you can speak. Because Bible study can become very chaotic when we try to do it old school. You can't really do Bible study old school. It has to be one person at a time. So if somebody has a question, raise that little hand icon and wait for the pastor or whomever is running the Zoom group to acknowledge you. So as I'm sharing this, this is a way of, it's a little bit funny in the beginning, but there is a tip for you. So I hope that you learn that you need someone to monitor the room for you. And it would be very good if you had someone who's an expert, or at least has done Zoom a few times, more than at least 7 times, and they can help you with that. There's a lot of other things to Zoom, and you just got to be able to play around with it. So I am going to just let you guys know that God is still in charge. Yeah, there's a lot of adjustments and changes coming on, but keep praying, keep watching, keep listening. This whole thing is having an adverse reaction because, and this is just my thoughts, when you put up new technology and you don't know how it's going to work and you try to flip the switch, you're going to have an adverse reaction, because the 5G is going to take some people, because it's very, very strong. This is on a different network, you guys. And right now, you're wondering why the whole world is going through this. The 5Gs are trying to be set up everywhere. That's hard. And then without the 5Gs everywhere, maybe they don't have 5Gs in other countries, but that means it's so massive that it's going around everywhere. And I'm not blaming technology for this. I'm just saying there's something connected with the coronavirus and COVID-19. And I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm just going to say, do your research on 5G. If anything, do your research on 5G. Do your research. People never look and then they wonder, I wonder why that happens. Don't sit there, because you know what? In the word, it is very true. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Don't perish because of lack of knowledge. Do your research and understand what is going on. The powers that be are doing something. Now, pay attention. Your Bible is very clear. You got to get an understanding. What is going on? Don't just sit there and say, oh, coronavirus, and that's it. There's other stuff to what's going on. Pay attention. Watch nations. Watch our government. Pay attention. Look out for cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, all these different things that are going on. The cashless society, the different types of things. Pay attention. Some of us are not paying attention. Pay attention. We have all kind of ways to pay for things now. And cash is trying to no longer be a way of using funds, but we still haven't switched everything to cashless. It's taking its time to switch. Right now you have a chip in your card. Soon your card will be able to tell everything about you. And so we're already looking to get these IDs called the Real ID. Okay. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on. So all I say for us is to read our Bibles. You don't need to trust in man. Trust in what the word says. These things shall happen. Yeah, they should. And they will. And they are gonna. So right now I'm going to pause for cause and go get you guys some scripture. And I'll be right back. Alright, so I want to share with you guys from Matthew 22, verse 37 through verses 41. And it says this: Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So while we have a lot of things going on, we have to remember that we still have commandments that we have to do. And we need to love each other. We need to love people and stop judging them for their differences. Our world is filled with people with differences and diversity. And just because someone looks different from you, or has a different speech impediment, or has some kind of illness or disability or condition, doesn't mean that you treat them differently. You're to love that person, and you're to treat them well, just like you would want to be treated, just like it says in the word, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you want to be treated good, so treat other people nicely. You say good morning. Someone doesn't say good morning to you, but you would like to be treated like that. I mean, I would like someone to say, good morning. How are you feeling today? Oh, that's too bad. I hope days get better for you. That's how I would like to be treated. So let's do the same to one another, especially in this time of uncertainty. Let's show a little kindness and compassion for those who are going through this and that or afraid. Let's give some inspiration and some encouragement. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. I know right now it doesn't seem that way, but when you trust in God's word and you trust in the Lord, see, He's bigger than our worries. He's bigger than our fears. He's bigger than our anxieties. We serve a big God. He's bigger, you guys. He's bigger than this coronavirus. He's bigger than COVID-19. He's bigger than 5G. So while you're doing your research, and we got science and technology going on, true enough, but remember, who gave man the information? The Heavenly Father did. So they don't understand what's going on, and I'm not going to say I do either, because I don't. I'm just saying the little tiny little microscopic little bit I know in my little mind that God has given to me, He's given me the tiniest of information. So just know, don't give up on yourself, don't give up on your dreams, and still yet work it out, because God is going to, He's going to help you. Don't think that He hasn't seen what you're doing. Okay, because that's that. God knows. Everybody thinks that God is caught off guard with this coronavirus. You don't think He knows? Come on, you guys. We serve a big God. We serve a vast God. He knew this was going to happen, and He's not afraid of it. He knows. He has allowed a lot of things so that we can be talking to Him. So pray. Pray and pray, and remember, this is a time to focus. This is a time to get in your word. This is the time to read some things and focus on God. And Matthew 24 is a very good chapter to read as well. And I read it a lot. And I also read Matthew chapter 6 a lot, because I don't need to be worrying. It says in the Bible that we're not to worry, we're not to have the spirit of fear, doubt, all those things. We don't need those. So do your best to stay positive. You know, do your best to stay positive, because we know that each day has its own troubles. So sufficient for today is enough. So don't worry about things that you can't control. And right now, the coronavirus is out of all of our controls. All that we can do is put our mask on, follow precautionary measures when you go out, and practice social distancing, making sure that you stay at least a minimum 6 feet, if you could stay further. I mean, I don't know, but you just stay away and do that. So anyway, there's a lot going on, you guys, but God is still merciful. He's still gracious, and I thank Him that He doesn't give me what I deserve. So be blessed, motivated, always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. And you know what? Practice mindfulness. Practice that, because it is going to help you. And I always practice deep breathing, so let's practice before I get out of here, and then I'll pray. So let's inhale. We're going to inhale positivity, and we're going to exhale negativity. So think of blowing out a candle and inhaling on a flower. So let's inhale. Exhale. So inhale flower. Exhale on the candle. One more time. Inhaling positivity, beautifulness, all things of confidence. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Yes. Now when you do it, all you gotta do is just inhale. So I'm gonna do one without saying anything. Doesn't that feel good? It does. That's called just practicing mindfulness, and you can practice grounding. And right now, because of all of this stuff going on, you need to practice mindfulness and grounding as well. What is grounding? Finding ways to feel what's underneath your hands, your feet, your toes, and your body. Close your eyes. What do you feel? I feel a soft, fluffy, warm bed, smooth to the touch. I feel my skin nice and warm and smooth. And I feel my fingers, and I feel just the warmness of my skin, and I feel the coolness of the bed. And right now, I'm safe. Nothing bad is happening to me right now. I'm safe, and I feel good. That's what you focus on. You feel safe, you feel good. You're grounded. Nobody's harming you right now. Come back to the present. Try to stay out of the past as much as possible, because the past, there's nothing there for you anymore. The past is gone. Your present is now, and your future is to come. So focus on your present, because it is truly a gift. You don't know how long you have, so stay in the moment. So let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, help us to take it one day at a time. Help us to focus all on you. Help us to ground ourselves in the word, to know that you're bigger than this coronavirus. Lord, I pray for the nation. I pray for our leaders that are in charge, Lord, that you would help them to make the best decisions for their people. And Lord, that our liberties would not be stripped, Lord God, and our freedoms would be given back if they have been secretly taken, Lord. We're just asking that privacies be given and that the government do the best it can, Lord God, with your help, to allow certain things to go back to the way they were with practicing these different precautionary measures. Lord, I thank you for it in the name of your son Jesus, and we shall be very, very honored and humbled to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due to you, because we need to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, thank you for it in the name of your son Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, hey, you guys, it's gonna be okay. I'm saying this to comfort myself and comfort you guys at the same time. But I believe it, because God is gracious. God is merciful. So let's get it, you guys. Let's focus on him. I'm going to put some music on. I think I'm going to put on Thistle Calvary and some more Jesus Boys movement. And I feel, because you know what? I feel it going in. So take a little listen, enjoy some music with me. If you are on Anchor, enjoy some music with me, because we're going to get it in. Let's get some dance and praise on. Hey, and to all of my other beautiful people that are tuning in, thank you. If you listen on Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker, even Alexa, I want to say thank you and welcome to my new listeners all across the globe. Welcome to God's Gift Through His Word. If you like the show, please don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts and give me a review. 5 stars is always appreciated. So if you like the encouragement, if you like the talks, if you like the creativity of what GGTHW does, and also the Laugh Inc. podcast, please do give both of them 5-star rating. It's still by T. Drake, God's Gift to His Word, and T. Drake for the Laugh Inc. podcast. Help me out, because I try to run both at the same time, but there's only one person, so I can't do it all at the same time. But I could do my best, so all I do is do what I can do. So thank you guys for tuning in. It is a lot of work to run 2 podcasts, and then I want to make a third one. Here we go. That one won't be coming till later, and that one's gonna be just love jams. So we'll have one that's just old school loving music, and have some indie artists that do love music as well. So thank you for tuning in. I hope that you will have an amazing day, and remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Thanks for tuning in. Have an amazing and wonderful day. Hey everyone, I just wanted to say one last thing. Thank you for tuning in to GGTHW, home of the indie and undiscovered artists. If you are a singer, do spoken word, or anything at all, and you would like to be on this particular station, you will be heard all across the globe. So come over and sing, come over and introduce your music, or come over and introduce yourself so that I can help promote you. I am doing that with my personal podcast radio station. So get ready to be discovered. Get ready to use your voice and sing unto the Lord. Let us go into this year with expectancy, not being afraid and not having fear, but let's put our best foot forward. So let's do this. Remember, GGTHW is home of the indie and undiscovered artists. This is the radio station that you want to land on. So come and talk to GJT Drake. That's me. And let's get you on this podcast so people can hear you all across the globe. Have an amazing day. And I'm waiting for your songs and your raps. Come and let people know who you are. And tell me where to find you on Spotify if you already have music out, so I can put you on Anchor. Have a blessed one. And remember, this is the time for you to get discovered.
Yo, that's my jam. I love him like I do. Yeah. I love him like I do. Yeah, girl. Oh, my gosh. Woo. I love the songs that you have, girl. Oh, my goodness. I be jamming to them. My mom is like, what you dancing to in there? And she's like, you listen to a podcast? He's like, I'm like, yeah, mama. I had to relax, man. Girl, I'm in so much pain right now. But I am cool. I'm getting better because I never had this kind of pain after a seizure before. I had a seizure on Saturday night. And I didn't feel the pain until today. Yesterday. Yesterday afternoon. And I was like, whoa, where's this pain coming from? But I'm good, girl. I'll be listening to your podcast. And I'm listening to Dr. J as well.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
So what I did was, I found who it was, and I sang them a tune. And from that point on, that person became my bestie, or one of my besties. On Anchor. It's Tanika Drake. Thank you for the love. Thank you for always supporting your boy Spidey. Thank you for being you. Because there is no other you. There is no other Miss Drake. So again, this message is for Mr. Nigga Drake, how you doing? It's Spidey on the dial. Yeah. Holla at your boy. God bless.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay with Walk of Truth Radio. I need you to turn on and tune in to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yes, God didn't tell me to listen to her. You know what? It's just common sense. She has an awesome program. She's an awesome woman of God. And guess what? You can really learn from her. Yes, she's the one who brought me the podcast. And I thank God for that. So turn on and tune in to God's gift through His word with sister, author, extraordinaire, Tanika Drake. This is Pastor Jay with Walk of Truth Radio. I always want to be encouraged, to be blessed, and be at peace, and walk in truth. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay with Walk of Truth Radio Podcast, and I want you to come listen to Walk of Truth Radio with Pastor Jay. That's me. And you can get Bible study lessons, sermons, Real Talk Weekend, and a daily encouraging word. Please check us out. Subscribe, share, and listen. And again, I always want you to be at peace, be encouraged, and be blessed. And I'll see you on the other side.
Hello, this is, of course, Tanika Drake. Please sit back and listen out for some amazing announcements from Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio and Pastor of Walk of Truth Christian Fellowship Church. Enjoy, you all.
Hello, hello, once again. You know, I keep telling you guys to have a blessed and motivated day, but there's a lot of stuff going on, and California and Arizona always have like a lot of people that have talent, and I want to be one of those people that help people get themselves discovered. So as your home of independent radio and artists, that's what I'm going to be doing. So there's got to be a new person coming. You guys may know him as Big Shake, Shaku on here. He has a brand new song out, so we will be bringing that to you guys, some new music for some new people. Harmony's got a new song out, so from his Mixed Messages album. So we're just going to be bringing out all kind of new stuff, because GGTHW is the home of the independent and brand new undiscovered artists. So let's help one another get discovered, and let's help you guys get out there and start spreading the gospel with the music, with the rap, with the hip-hop, with the contemporary. Let's do this. Let's go.